Back overseas, and the Trump White House has been warned that it could be about to make the most destructive foreign policy move by a US administration since the invasion of Iraq in 2003. For weeks, persistent leaks have suggested the president this weekend will decertify the six-power 2015 deal that curbs Iran's nuclear program. That's despite there being no evidence of breaches of the deal by Iran. But there is a potentially more dangerous element in the president's rumoured plans, one Iran watcher says. It's the prospect that President Trump will also slap the designation terrorist on Iran's Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, which is officially a branch of Iran's armed forces and fighting on the side of the US against the Islamic State group. Iranian-American writer Hooman Majid says in an article for the Foreign Policy Journal that this could bring the US and Iran into direct conflict. On the line to New York earlier, I asked him why.
To do that would be incredibly destructive because that's not something that Iran cannot respond to. The guards are very important to Iran. They're fighting ISIS for Iran and for Syria and for Iraq. They have actually coordinated through third parties, through the Iraqi government, with the United States military in fighting ISIS. The Iraqi government has said that the IRGC is responsible for preventing ISIS from taking over Baghdad. So we're talking about making an army, basically, of Iran, a terrorist organization. And, you know, there are conscripts in this army who people have to serve their two-year military service, can do it in the guards. I mean, you're talking about a large number of people being basically deemed by the United States as terrorists. I mean, that just is going to open up a potential for conflict, particularly in the Persian Gulf, where there are the U.S. Navy patrols and the IRGC Navy patrols.
There's also no question that the Revolutionary Guard are associated with human rights abuses. Are you saying that that we should turn a blind eye to that?
No, I'm not saying that we should do that at all. No, the human rights abuses that the guards are accused of is basically through the Basij, which is a paramilitary organization under the guards, but separate from the guards. It's an all-volunteer militia, I would call them. Now, the guards themselves have had, through their intelligence division, have been accused of human rights abuses by arresting, for example, by arresting dual nationals and keeping them in prison. So that's not insignificant, I agree. But that's not the reason that we would be designated a terror organization. The United States is designated a terror organization, it might be, assuming that he does this tomorrow, on the basis that they support terror. Not human rights.
But there is some evidence on that front too, isn't there? I mean, Iran's support, for example, for Hezbollah has long been a thorn in the side of the United States.
Yes, and in the side of Israel as well, absolutely. And Iran does not consider Hezbollah a terrorist organization. Certainly, I agree, they are designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. And Iran has never made a secret of supporting Hezbollah and supporting both their political and their armed wing.
So isn't Trump right then and putting aside the, shall we say, quirks of how he operates, isn't Trump right to step up and say, look, we've given Iran all this rope on nuclear, but here are these outstanding issues around terrorism, around human rights. We're going to make a stand. We're going to target the Revolutionary Guard. Why not do that?
Well, because the timing is not good to do that. I mean, if we had no other issues going on with Iran, you could make that argument. But, you know, we're actually working with them, or we want them to succeed in getting rid of ISIS, for example, in destroying ISIS. And also, when you have the potential for an unraveling of a nuclear deal, to add on top of that a crisis with a branch of the armed forces of the sovereign government of Iran is bizarre. The timing is bizarre. It just opens the United States and some of its allies to armed conflict there. And for Iran to retaliate in exactly the way that we would not want them to retaliate, which is to actually become a terror organization and actually commit terrorist acts against U.S. interests in the region. It's a self-defeating move.
Iranian-American writer Hooman Majid and President Trump's announcement on the Iran nuclear deal and the status in U.S. eyes of Iran's Revolutionary Guard is expected in the coming day.